broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt. Starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide, and we're convinced the checks and balances are one of the great solutions, one of the great tools we have for a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show, still available at libertyroundtable.com on demand, free, by the way. Would love it if you donate, though, and help our sacred holy cause. We talked about the parents of Seth Rich filed a lawsuit against Fox News claiming that the network's coverage helped fuel damaging rumors about their son. I just don't get why on earth they would do that when there's so many gaping holes in this case and so many inconsistencies. At least Fox and others are trying to dig to get to the truth. But the parents of Seth Rich doubled down in favor of the cops and the official government story. You wonder why that is. Intimidation? Threats? Don't know, but it's very, very strange to say the least. Donald Trump's pick for CIA chief, Gina Haspel. Wow. She ran a secret prison called Cat's Eye in Thailand. It was a torture prison. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. Donald Trump's $18 billion border wall could pay for itself by cutting welfare to illegal aliens. Boy, do I support cutting welfare to everybody. Government has no business taking my tax dollars in a redistribution of wealth scheme, that's for sure. We talked about the movie A Wrinkle in Time. We're disappointed that Disney decided to strip the movie of its central theme based on the author's book, which was Christianity. What a tragic scenario for that. We also talked about the Church of Scientology puts their money where their mouth is. They launched their own TV channel. They say it'll be candid about every aspect of the church and its operations. Now listen carefully. They're not seeking to preach or convert either. Kind of an interesting tidbit, but people realize now more than ever, he who owns the media makes the rules, including the Church of Scientology, huh? All right, that was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Hour two, we talked about a book. The book is called Called to Stand. It's written by Tricia Fijo about the government's tyrannical behavior towards those who believe in natural health and healing solutions. CalledToStand.com is the website. Check it out today. Kurt's reaching out to Trish and her husband, Jim Fijo, who owned a company called Daniel Chapter 1 before the out-of-control government destroyed their life, liberty, and property. And you could say, well, they're still alive, Sam. They didn't take their life. No, they just ruined their quality of life. Right? Anyway, CalledToStand.com to learn more. Kurt's got the books in the bookstore for Liberty Roundtable Live as well. If you want to get a hold of Kurt, Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. And when you get your Raw Honey, say, hey, how about them Fijo books too, huh? And you can get the Called to Stand book by Tricia Fijo. Wow, a riveting tale of the government's, in my opinion, unconstitutional behavior via rogue agents in government, huh? All right, we talked about the Florida banned so-called campus free speech zones. It's a weird headline. It's hard to know where to stand, but here's the bottom line. Do you believe in free speech zones? I don't. I don't believe in free speech zones. I believe in free speech everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Anyway, Florida leading the way, getting rid of them. Good for them for a change. We talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger. He wants to sue Big Oil for what he calls first-degree murder. I guess he believes that oil creates global warming creates murder, and therefore got to sue big oil companies. I think he's off his rocker. Why doesn't he stand against abortion on demand, huh? All right, 67 NRA, quote, approved politicians voted for a Florida gun bill. An anti-gun bill, I might add. If you count 68, then you count the governor. What a disgrace. The NRA does a good job, though, and stands against their, quote, approved members, if you will. The NRA sues Florida over the unconstitutional gun, I don't want to call it law, but color of law, right? Anyway, the NRA is suing Florida. Good for them. I pray for the NRA's outcome. For once, I've seen the NRA stand up. Good for them. Representative Steve King does a phenomenal job, introduces what's called the Heartbeat Bill. It's H.R. 490, H.R. 490. If a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected. Heartbeatbill.com to learn more. Good for the pro-life congressman. And we need more of that, folks. I don't know why this isn't getting massive coverage by the media and everybody else. Pro-life is one of the most key components of a constitutional republic, by the way. Remember, the goal is to protect life, liberty, and property, right? Anyway, good for Steve King and crew. We also talked about a WOPU writer. All right, it's a Washington Post WAPO writer. Her name is Ruth Marcus, and she says that women need the right to abort babies with Down syndrome. Yeah, pretty soon she'll be saying those blind babies or deaf babies, or they don't have a right to live either, won't she? But yet, nobody's picking up on the WAPO writer's abuses. But Steve King stands in complete opposition to her, and we support Steve King's view. Elizabeth Warren refusing a DNA test to prove her, quote, Native American heritage. Donald calls her Pocahontas. I wouldn't do that either. Kirk Crosby says it's a disgrace to poor Pocahontas being dropped down to Elizabeth Warren's. Now, the sad part is I'm not really for these nicknames that they make up and for these mocking of people's personal characteristics of which they have no control over. I'm kind of off that plan. But I will say we need to take people on based on policy. Donald Trump says Maxine Waters, very low IQ individual. See, I think that's offensive and unnecessary. Take Maxine on over the issues, Donald. She's for gun control. You used to be against gun control, for example, right? All right, Marquette University is in the news. Says that a professor, the guy's name is John McAdams, he doesn't have free speech rights anymore. Bob Unruh, WND.com for that. We're battling for free speech in the universities. Maybe Marquette University ought to take a lead or take a following from the Florida, getting rid of the, quote, free speech zones over there, huh? Donald Trump, he's hinting that I guess he's got a preferred border wall design. So they're, you know, working on that. We talked about the Family Research Council thinks that Mike Pompeo will be an agent of change to, quote, restore American values. Well, I was kind of against Mike Pompeo. Then Kirk brought up the Family Research Council group, who I have a lot of respect for, and I thought, well, maybe Mike's not so bad. Well, then I did some research over the last 24 hours before our last show, and I have great concerns, or grave concerns. Headline says Senator Rand Paul announced that he will vote against the confirmations of Mike Pompeo and Gina Paschal, President Trump's nominee to be the next Secretary of State and CIA director. Here's what Rand Paul had to say about it.
Quote from one of the interrogators says that Gina Haspel said, good job. I like the way you're drooling. This is about Zubeday, who, as he was being waterboarded. It adds to the realism. I'm almost buying it. You wouldn't think a grown man would do that. When you read that, sort of the joyful glee at someone who's being tortured, I find it just amazing that anyone would consider having this woman at the head of the CIA. And so my opposition to her is over her direct participation in interrogation and her gleeful enjoyment at the suffering of someone being tortured. So my announcement today is that I will oppose both Pompeo's nomination and Haspel's nomination.
There you have it. The plot thickens. The reason that he's so against Mike Pompeo or whatever is because he's totally hawkish on the Iraq war. And he basically doesn't believe torture is a problem. Now, Mike Pompeo's kind of waffling on it a little bit and said, oh, I wouldn't be for torture going forward. But yet then, you know, he's backed torture in the past and he supports this hawkish agenda for war. And so Rand Paul's going against Pompeo, and I'm going to just call her, if we're going to use Donald Trump nicknames, we'll just call her the torture lady. What do you think of that? Torture lady, the head of the unconstitutional CIA. See, that's the problem. Rand Paul didn't even take the opportunity to mention, not only do we have an unconstitutional agency, but we have a torture lady proposed to be the head of it. What do you think of that, Kurt? Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam. What do I think of that? You know, I'm glad that Rand is weighing in on this situation. I mean, he's certainly got more info on it than I do. That's why I appreciated, you know, Tony there at Family Research Council. I think those guys, you know, do have more
Tony Perkins' info. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
And Tony, they do a Perkins, lot of good. Just because we may not agree with them on everything, that we agree with them on a lot of things, Kurt.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm grateful for their words, you know, on it.
So what would you, support Mike Pompeo, and would you support the torture lady, Kurt? Or anyway, let's drill into this a little further.
So.
You do not think so?
I don't think so.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure I could find some better individuals.
Amen to that. Hold on.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So Rand Paul comes out in opposition to Mike Pompeo. And what's this goofball lady's name? Gina Haspel. All right, he stands against both of them. He says the bottom line is they're way too hawkish on war. They promote and believe in war. They literally believe torture's not a problem. We lose the moral high ground, and so he's opposing both of them. That's been my stance. Other folks, Family Research Council and others, think Mike Pompeo's fine. So there's kind of the battle lines, Kurt, over this. I reject both of them, and not only am I against the pro-torture agenda. We're supposed to follow the Prince of Peace in America, ladies and gentlemen. We're supposed to hold the moral Christian high ground here. And that's part of the problem. Not only do you got an unconstitutional agency, the CIA in the mix, Kurt, that we're talking about here, but then you've got the swamp monsters that I'm concerned about. Both of these people have been in government forever, Kurt. Okay? And that's kind of my problem with it all. Why don't we try some new blood, Donald? Why don't we try some people that are against war, that are pro-peace, that are not swamp monsters? And see, that's kind of my take here. Both of these people, Pompeo and whatever, Gina Pascal or whatever, however you say her name, why don't we look for people that have been outside of government, Kurt, that are like fresh? Any comment on this? Haspel is her name. H-A-S-P-E-L.
Yeah, well, I agree. And there's, you know, for example, you got Judge Napolitano. You have Sheriff David A. Clark, Sheriff Mack. You know, there's certainly you got Judge Roy Moore. A lot of, I think, very upstanding individuals that understand the Constitution that could, you know, fill in places like these very well. But
what I like about it is Troy C. Kurt.
Uh-huh.
Which is, you know, right now they're talking about a couple of swamp monsters, and the debate's kind of, are you for or against these guys? And I guess I'm saying, hey, I don't want to spend my time being so against them. I don't want to spend my time being for them. What I really want is choice C, which is, let's just talk about somebody else now. But I cannot go along with the torture idea or mentality, and especially the glee that Rand Paul talks about that I find in this Gina, you know, past, however you say her name, Gina Haspel. I can't go for that, Kurt, and I can't go for this idea that they're just hawkish on these wars. That's the problem, is Donald Trump has really surrounded himself with a bunch of war-minded folks, hasn't he? From generals to some of these guys. I don't know who's more hawkish, the generals or these kind of people, Kurt. Anyway, that's my concern.
Well, that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
That's a great point. I don't know what else to add, Sam.
All right. Anyway, we wanted to weigh in on that, do a little bit of due diligence and research a little bit of time after it came out to give you our real take on it. I really want Constitutional 11, Peace 11 individuals to be replacing swamp monsters. That's what I really, really, really want. All right, Kurt, according to the Government Accountability Office, or the GAO, Planned Parenthood received $1.5 billion from American taxpayers between 2013 and 2015. They say it's time to defund Planned Parenthood. Boy, howdy, do I agree with that. $1.5 billion over those 3 years, Kurt. So literally a half a billion a year were funding the pro-death organization. Now, Donald swore on the campaign trail he'd shut them down and defund them. He's been in office well over a year. And the Republicans, as far as I can tell, are just funding Planned Parenthood. If it's been well over a year after Donald's promise, we've already spent over a half of a billion dollars with no end in sight, sir. Any comments?
Well, it's, you know, another thing that we've talked about quite a lot, that the Planned Parenthood has no place, at least in my opinion, to have any government funding.
Amen.
You know, they have, I guess you could say, the right as a private organization to exist. My problem is, you know, with the killing of babies, I don't think that should be one of those things that people can do simply because
of
the right to life, liberty, and property that we should protect.
Now, by the way, I'm not blaming this half a billion dollar expenditure on the Donald since he's been in office for a year, because I think that Donald is surrounded by a bunch of swamp monsters that make it literally impossible for him to take the next steps on this, Kurt. One man can't fix it all is the point, so I'm not attacking Donald over this, but I am saying shame on the Congress. At some point, the buck's got to stop somewhere, Kurt. But I don't see anybody
exactly
even talking about
it. Good point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, who's talking about this but me, Kurt? Now, it gets worse because now Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel, you know, we had on one of his top attorneys who talked about this, New York's strongly pro-abortion Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, and how pro-death he's been, working with communists to literally promote the abortion-backed agenda. Well, now he and some other folks in the court case are calling pro-lifers akin to the Taliban, Kurt. They're like the American Taliban, they say. Did you know you're the American Talibin?
That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
And when I say you, I don't mean Kurt Crosby specifically, necessarily. What I mean is all of us, Kurt, that believe in the pro-life viewpoints.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
American Taliban?
Well, they're just wrong, Sam.
There's no doubt they're wrong, but where's the Donald? I mean, if Donald wants to get into a kind of a tweet spar with somebody, this is the time to do it, Kurt, to say, have you lost your mind, you pro-death thugs? I mean, come on. Where's the Donald when it counts? When it's kind of like he's getting on Twitter and going, you ugly. Why doesn't he take on these issues, Kurt? We're pro, well, it's a life and death matter, isn't it, Kurt?
Yeah.
Okay, and you literally got spending $500 million on the pro-death policies by Planned Parenthood, even $500 million since Donald took office. More than that, actually. And now you got this pro-abortion attorney general in New York, Eric Schneiderman, and his witnesses and stuff like that, literally saying pro-lifers are called up the American Taliban in court, Kurt. I mean, Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, others, this attorney we had on the other day, pro-life folks literally being called the American Taliban. And Donald doesn't even lift a finger or say a word. I mean, if there was a place for Twitter, a time to speak out, this is it. It's a life and death matter in a literal sense. How many babies have been murdered?
It wouldn't surprise me, Sam, if he wasn't aware of this.
You're
number
right,
one,
I agree.
Because the media doesn't cover it. And, you know, he's probably not given this information.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with Kurt. I mean, it's horrible, folks. And I'm not, like I say, I'm not trying to attack the Donald over this. Because, like I said, I don't believe one man can drain the swamp by himself. It's going to take a nation. It's going to take Congress, the House, and the Senate, and good folks on the courts, and you and I standing up and demanding it, and new media taking center stage. It's going to take all of us. The pro-death lobby is tremendous. I mean, they're tied in with communists and everything else. Corruption and fraud and dishonesty and immorality and plenty of cash. They're going to be tough, tough to get out. But we have got to work on this pro-life issue, ladies and gentlemen. It's a life and death matter. When they're literally openly in court, communists are standing up who blatantly, publicly say they want to destroy the country. They want a first opportunity they can get for revolution. And then they literally call the American people who are pro-life the, quote, American Taliban in court. And then Donald doesn't even know about it. While we spend $500 million on their pro-death agenda and policies, it is time to speak out nobly, boldly, and independently against this stuff. I mean, look. How many babies are killed today, Kurt? They say between 2,000 and 3,000, right?
I don't know the number. It's
all right. Well, anyway,
millions.
That's the number we worked
on.
It's,
that.
It's 2,000 to 3,000 a day. So how many is that a
all
year,
right.
Kurt?
So we're going to settle on the 2,500
sure.
a day? You know, so, let's see.
Sure, like if you research it, people might go to church before they get their abortions and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about? So it might be a little less on the Sabbath,
religious.
I hope, but... You know, that kind of thing. 2,000 to 3,000 a day. So if it's 2,500 in a single day.
That makes 912,500 a year.
All right. So it's anywhere between $500,000 and 1,000,000 babies dead since Donald took office. Now, again, I'm not blaming it on Donald. I'm using that as a time frame. Now, Donald has spoke out against it on the campaign trail blatantly. On TV in the debates, he had a big debate, a throwdown, if you will, with Hillary Clinton over this. And he was unequivocally pro-life, Kurt. And I think he has done his best in many cases in office to prove it as well. What he needs is backing from Congress, in other words, those whom we've elected, and from the American people to make this issue take center stage. And if we had a big enough piece in the media, we could force that to occur, and this could be a real discussion. Right now, I see Sam Bushman and Liberty Counsel and a few others talking about it. Other than that, it's, quote, mum's the word, spend the cash on death.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, so if we spend a half a billion a year, and it's well over a half a million babies murdered per year, how much does it cost per baby for the pro-death agenda that United States taxpayer is funding, Kurt? Any idea on that?
Say that again. So we have a half a billion, you said?
Yes, sir.
500 million?
Yes. And you got literally about a half a million plus babies murdered, right? Mm-hmm. So how much are we talking about? It's big money per death, isn't it? Now, while you're looking that up, pro-lifers will only end abortion, Kurt, if they understand what they're really fighting against. Roe versus Wade is only a symptom of a much bigger battle that needs to be fought, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Planned Parenthood is the problem.
All right.
Right? Christian politicians who support abortion don't share in the faith of Christ, if you will. Every life matters. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to stand up. This is critical. Okay? And this goes on and on. Believe it or not, a record-breaking crowd of 100,000 people, they're all pro-life. They rallied, Kurt. Not in America, in Ireland, against legalizing abortion.
Huh.
So
that's interesting.
I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
Now, the goal for Mississippi's abortion ban is to end Roe versus Wade, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some people working on it, and I commend every one of them. I wish I had the ability to highlight all this and keep you up to speed on the day-to-day battle here. It's just so hard to gather the information. First off, there's only a few organizations that report on it, Kurt. And so, you know, I'm doing the best I can.
Good point.
But it's a hard thing to keep working on. But record-breaking crowd... I guess they call it a record-breaking crown of 100,000 pro-life people rally in Ireland against legalizing abortion, Kurt. You might want to look that up. All right, so how much is it per murder, Kurt?
About $550.
So, you know, that's how much it costs to perform an abortion about, Kurt. So, you know, we're literally one for one funding it with our tax dollars. Pro-death agenda. Now, Donald's right for standing up against it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not here to attack Donald. I think he's done more than any other president for the pro-life cause in my whole lifetime. And I commend him for that, Kurt. But I say that pro-life folks will only end abortion if they understand what they're really fighting. This is critical. Absolutely critical stuff. But you got this pro-abortion attorney backed by plenty of cash literally calling the American people that are pro-life American Taliban. I mean, it is crazy. Now, I guess, according to Stand for Life, Kurt, 15 felony charges for standing for pro-life. Dear pro-life American, David Dallet is the pro-life journalist who spent 30 months leading an undercover investigation that captured video evidence of Planned Parenthood's conspiring to illegally harvest and sell baby body parts, right? The result, the poor journalist that did the investigation got 15 felony charges in the state of California. That's right, 15 felony charges against David, not against Goliath or Planned Parenthood, folks. We won't sugarcoat this, ladies and gentlemen. If not clear to these charges, David, the journalist, is going to spend decades in prison. That's the consequences of being a, quote, convicted felon. Now, we're talking about an emergency donation to the David Dallet Criminal Defense Fund. All right? You couldn't be there when David entered the dark belly of the abortion industry, and he was sitting across the table with abortionists haggling over the price of baby body parts with cold-blooded murderers. Yeah, they killed these preborn children with great delicacy so they could harvest the organs for max profitability, Kurt. You couldn't be there when the videos were released and Planned Parenthood and their allies conspired to make up trumped-up legal charges against David. And you couldn't be there with David, but the criminal defense team of pro-life advocates are there. But this is the reality, folks. You can get involved and help. The Thomas More Society is asking for your funding and your help. Anyway, I bring this all up. This is what we're talking about, Kurt. And I submit to you that this is something that I don't see how Donald can't know about it. If Donald knows nothing about any of these things, then we got a massive problem. What do we do here about it, Kurt? How do we get the word out on this? How do we let Donald know? Or does he know? How do we alert the American people on this? This is something so critical. You got literally a journalist that investigates that Planned Parenthood is selling harvested body parts, organ harvesting, and murdering babies. They're getting $500 million of taxpayer money per year. They literally kill 500,000 to 1 million babies a year. It's all funded by our tax dollars, and the guy that does the investigating to prove it going undercover literally is facing 15 years as a felony. And you got a pro-death, strongly pro-abortion New York Attorney General by the name of Eric Schneiderman standing in court calling all of us pro-life folks American Taliban while they blatantly expose that they're communists that want to destroy the country that are the witnesses in bed with this Schneiderman pro-death man. All right, we're talking about, this is so well documented, Kurt. In every particular. How do we get this story out? How do we put the pieces together? Here's the problem, Kurt. You put a good video together and YouTube will take it down. You try to speak out on this on Facebook and Facebook will shut you down and call you a terrorist. You try to tweet about it, Twitter will shut your account down, buddy. How do you get the word out on this? How do you make sure that Donald's aware of this? How do you let your congressman or senator realize how critical this issue really is? They claimed they've known about this for decades. They've claimed they would shut down Planned Parenthood and defund it. They've claimed they would shut down Roe versus Wade and stand for a pro-life agenda. They claimed, and now they're there, and nobody's taking this seriously enough. I mentioned that this pro-life battle is the most important battle of Donald's presidency, Kurt. But as far as I can tell, if you're right, Donald doesn't know. He's been deliberately sidelined by the media inside swamp gatekeepers. Or if Donald's in the know, I submit to you that I doubt he's ignoring this issue. But he's got his hands so full of the swamp that he can't cope. And or, you know, maybe he's part of the problem. But I don't think so. His actions, in my opinion, demonstrate otherwise. But I'm telling you right now, what do we do to make this issue take center stage? I can't think of a more important issue. We could save $500 million a year. We could stand on thou shalt not kill. It'd be one of the most pro-life viewpoints ever. The proper role of government would be realized, and it would basically demonstrate a stark contrast between those who are murdering babies and selling body parts and those of us who are good, honest Americans who would never, ever want our tax dollars used for such purposes. If the Republicans don't get this done, Kurt, I predict a landslide against them in 18 and 20 and beyond. This is the chance to unite Christians and decent, honorable people everywhere who do not believe in selling body parts and who believe that life matters, all lives matter. This is, in my opinion, beyond partisan lines. There's a lot of Democrats that are pro-life as well. This is the chance for the Republicans to stand up and make their mark way beyond taxes. The tax cuts are great. We need more of it. I commend them. But this is a chance to really define who you are and set aside partisan politics and say it is about good versus evil. It is about pro-life versus pro-death. It is about not using our tax dollars for a pro-death, organ harvesting, immoral agenda. This is the chance to stand up. You've got a court case in New York, one of the biggest cities in the nation, where this throwdown is at the heart of the discussion. You've got Liberty Counsel and many others putting thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars into standing with the pro-lifers. You've literally got communists on the stand in court saying pro-lifers are the American Taliban. You've got Donald and the Congress saying they'll do something about it. And you've got an overwhelming majority in every sense of the word when it comes to Republican control now. Now is the time to strike while the iron's hot to defend life. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the crossroads of our time, if you will. Are we going to stand for pro-life? Or are we going to be quiet and let pro-death continue to be the order of the day? This is critical. Ladies and gentlemen, this is critical. And this is becoming a worldwide discussion. There's a massive pro-life rally in Ireland. We're rallying to take away guns from people who didn't commit crimes. It's amazing what's going on here. Ken, Utah, you're on the radio, sir.
Yes, thank you so much. I've got to congratulate you for tackling this issue out on the airwaves. There's great power in voicing positive and correct things. And frankly, we lived in Ireland, and we watched the good Catholics out there stand up for good things. And you know, we're Mormon here in Utah. My good wife goes out with the Catholics and stands on street corners in front of abortion clinics and just holds signs reminding people that life is real and shouldn't be aborted. And it's what we can do. I did a little research once about slavery and found out that there were just over 600,000 slaves that were originally brought into the United States.
How many? 600,000?
Just over 600,000.
Okay.
Guess how many people were killed during the Civil War?
Oh, almost 600,000.
Just over 600,000.
Yeah.
There was a price to pay for slavery. Well, I don't...
That's right, and there should be, because slavery is wrong, Ken.
Right. And therefore, there's a price to pay as a nation. Well, I think we're facing the same thing with abortion. I don't remember what the latest number is, 54 million abortions. I hate to say it, but I believe in God's divine math and accountability. Our nation will suffer similar numbers because of our tolerance of abortion. But you, me, our wives, as we stand up for this, I think it gives us some protection, some shielding for having stood for that, which is good. So I commend you, Sam and Kurt, for tackling this unpolitically correct concept. It is so important. Life and death is absolutely, you hit the nail on the head. God bless you guys.
Keep Do you know that we got a pro-death attorney general in New York named Eric Schneiderman, and this guy literally on the stand with his witnesses and others, he's tied directly to open communist USA party people who literally say they want the imminent overthrow of the United States. But of course you got to debate imminent, since it's not right this very second. They say it's not time yet, but that's what they want. Then you can't prosecute them for it. And these pro-death communists are literally calling pro-lifers in America on the witness stand the American Taliban. I mean, it's crazy. And then, hey, no one's talking about it, and maybe Donald doesn't know. How can this be, sir?
Well, you know, I think you hit it earlier in the show where you're saying he's tackling everything that he can. I mean, you know, even Tillerson, he's off there going rogue, doing his own propping up of Obama's policies instead of implementing Trump's. No wonder he got fired, but you don't hear that side of the story. We're just not getting everything, and we need to keep praying for all good things that President Trump is trying to do, and, you know, watch him on the things he shouldn't be doing too, of course. But you know, our nation is in trouble. We've got to stand for what's right and true, or, you know, we're going to have to pay the price as a nation. You know, individually, we can, you know, make our stands. And thanks for the opportunity to chime in.
Yeah, what do you think about the 15 felony charges for this journalist exposing Planned Parenthood's tie to organ harvesting and selling of body parts?
It's the traitors and the treasonous calling the patriot black, you know, so to speak, calling the kettle black. It's like it's so wrong, and I'm not sure what we do, Sam. Do we what can we do to help him? Because we have to rally behind the people that are trying to expose the murder of the most innocent, the unborn. How can we help them? How can we help him? Is there a funding or something that's going on?
Yeah, guess who's taking the lead on this? As you wisely mentioned, the Catholics are around the world, Kurt, or Ken.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I wish that my Mormon friends were a little more active in such a critical, simple, clear issue. But hey, wherever somebody's standing, let's stand with them, you know. And
amen. So
how can we help this guy that's being prosecuted?
Well, there's Pro-Life News and many other people. Just type in 15 felony charges for exposing Planned Parenthood, and you'll find that there's a lot of groups raising money to fight this and defend this poor guy.
Yeah.
My problem is there's so many court cases that are pro-death folks are backing, and they have so much money. It's such a target-rich environment. I'm struggling to know who even to fund. I'm trying to fund everybody. I wish I had more money. But I can't keep this radio program on the air, plus fund all these groups, I wish I could.
I hear you. You know, Sam, you hit something, as long as you're entertaining a little longer on this call. You know, it's really simple to me anymore. I've been trying to figure out how to talk to people about some of these key issues, and it's really this simple. There's good and there's evil. There's God and there's the devil. There's life and there's death. There's order and there's chaos. There's the Constitution and there's the opposite, the communism. And everything on the left side of the issue is about death and disorder and chaos and trial and oppression and depression. And the other side is all good. And it's really interesting to see which party, a political party, champions the left and death and chaos. And the hope for other party, I wished our Republican side was more valiant, but nevertheless, there is that side, and it's that simple. It's life and death. It's order and it's chaos. And when we dissect every issue in those terms, then we can clearly see what's going on. So this Attorney General in New York, shame on him. Good luck, New York, and California too. Y'all are just leading us into dark places, and it's not good what's going on.
Well, and I think the new media taking center stage has one of the biggest roles to play. We can force the narrative. We can shut down the mainstream press. Yes, you're your gatekeepers. We can tell this tale if we had a big enough, microphone or whatever. I just think, hey, we can make this more and more important where Donald, literally wouldn't be able to not know about it. And we can stand for it. I think the new media is kind of one of the great keys. And by the way, before the end of the hour, I don't know if you know, but iHeartMedia, one of the big media moguls, enters Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection now. I don't know if you saw this. Now, I'm never going to be delighted that somebody enters bankruptcy protection, but I will say this. I hope the American people vote with their wallets, their ears, their readership, their viewership, organizations that are willing to stand up and be counted for the sacred cause of life, liberty, and property.
Amen to that.
All right, Kurt, you want to add to this? Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
Appreciate you, sir. All right, we need people like Ken all over the country standing up, man. If you were to call into Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage or Glenn Beck and talk about these issues and say, hey, do you realize we have a communist attorney general hanging out in Florida? In New York, that's literally taking the stand and calling all pro-lifers the American Taliban. Are you aware of that, Rush? Are you aware of that, Glenn? Are you aware of that, Alex Jones? Are you aware of that, Michael Savage? Are you aware of that, Laura Ingraham? Because if you are, why aren't you talking about this critical, critical, critical issue? I'm not trying to call anybody out. What I'm trying to do is circumvent the mainstream press gatekeepers. Some may not be intentionally doing this. They may just not realize. I have to dig, work with organizations to keep track of all this. I have to hunt down attorneys that are working in court for the pro-life cause. It takes hours and hours and hours of work to bring this stuff to the forefront. All right, there you have that. All right, Kurt, any other comment on this?
You know, one of the things that at least about this whole issue, you saw this recent news story about the Senate campaign. I think it was a Senate. No, it was a House campaign there in Pennsylvania. Did you see that one?
It's the epic battle between the Republicans and the Democrats, and the Democrat just squeaked by with very little votes. They might push for a recount, like, but the Democrats on top.
547
votes
or whatever.
They say this is a precursor to what's going to happen in 18 since the Republicans have failed.
Well, you know, as you look at this whole thing and you read deeper into the whole deal, the Democrats put up a guy who basically... you know, military guy who said, hey, he's pretty much stand up for President Trump's issues and that kind of thing. But see, there was no mention in any of this about this issue, Sam, about the whole pro-life issue, which is it's a very winning issue if somebody will have the courage to push it. So if you're really, you know, about winning, when you're a party. Now, you know, I think you should do things based on, hey, if it's just good or bad, you know. But if you know, let's say the Republican strategists are actually listening, I don't think they really, those insider strategists don't really look at things like this because they just want to leave the abortion issue, the pro-life, the little baby issue alone. But if they really do want to get a winning issue, Sam, I can't think of a better one for them to literally rally around and fight for and, you know, get the American people involved. And it's a winning issue, and it's also, well, it's right. It's a God-inspired issue as well, Sam.
Amen to that, and that's why I feel the Spirit of the Almighty helping us to move on this and to really dig hard and to find this and to keep this, in my opinion, front and center for discussion. Because, again, I believe that we can move the marker on a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues in America that are important. Shutting down government indoctrination / education is one of them, especially at the federal level. Rejecting dishonest money via the Federal Reserve and standing for constitutional currency. Honest weights and measures, as the Bible puts it. That's a critical issue. There's a lot of issues to fight for. Spending less money. Okay, there's a lot of good things. But I don't know that there's an issue more important than this pro-life issue. I really don't. And I don't know how to articulate it anymore or talk about it any more than we are. I mean, we can't just be a one-topic talk show. But I say this, we have got to push the envelope. And whenever there's new news or new information or facts that you don't know, I want to bring it to your attention, because the more we paint this picture, pro-lifers are called American Taliban. I mean, imagine that, by communists on the stand who openly want to destroy America. And then we run around across the globe and say we got to stop those who want to destroy America. New York's strongly pro-abortion attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, literally doubling down against pro-life folks. Pro-lifers, ladies and gentlemen, will only end abortion if they truly understand what we're really fighting against. That's critical. 15 felony charges for exposing Planned Parenthood. Wow. Wow. But I'm glad for the folks setting the lead example in Ireland, over 100,000 folks rallying. The pro-life folks standing up against legalizing abortion in Ireland. Wow. We need leadership somewhere, folks. There it is. Good for the Catholics, good for the Mormons, good for anybody who's religiously standing up, a lot of evangelicals and others, like Liberty Council, and good for those folks. We need to support them in every way possible. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it's educational and entertaining. By the way, we need your financial support. This is the Widow's Might Radio Network. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate and get free archives today, would you please? We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.